no one can harm the man who himself does no wrong. No one can harm the man who himself does no wrong. I've been watching a few mysteries on television, Perot and Murder, She Wrote, and so forth. And as I watch these mysteries, I see how the person who does wrong subtly, and people don't know that they're doing it, really. And then some person comes along who had nothing to do with the problem, and that person is chased after and said, they did it, they did something wrong, they did this, they did that. And for the whole show, they go on telling how the person who did no wrong did wrong. And then at the end of the show, they conclude with saying, he did no wrong. He did nothing wrong. He did nothing out of line. And how interesting that is. How interesting that is that people who do no wrong are oftentimes accused of doing wrong. But no one can harm the man who himself does no wrong. No matter what happens to the person who is accused of doing something wrong and he doesn't do it, he just stands up and says, no, I didn't do it. He doesn't have any other conclusion but, no, I didn't do it. And as the events of the mystery writer go on, they show conclusively how the person did not do it and how they were thought to have done it because they were in a place, they were in a time, they were in a circumstance that made it appear that they did something that they didn't do. Now, this happens oftentimes to you and to me. No matter what we do, many times we are accused of things that we didn't do. If we live a life of purity and honesty and goodness, if we live a life of joy and righteousness, not superiority to anyone else, but just goodness and righteousness. If we live that kind of a life, we will find that every time we turn around, we will have an opportunity to stand up for who we believe that we are. We'll have an opportunity to stand up for our own convictions. And can we stand up for our own convictions? Now, let's start with the simplest of things. We are said, oh, you have a cold. Now, that is the appearance, and that is what other people would like to see us have. And they say, oh, you have a cold. And you say, I'm whole and perfect. You don't say, I don't have a cold. But you say, I am whole and perfect. You don't say, I didn't do it. You say, I am whole and perfect. Now, as you say, I am whole and perfect, what's going to happen to you? People are going to look at you and say, can't you see what's going on? You have this cold. Can't you see what's going on? You have this problem. Can't you see that these things are wrong in your life? And we just look at them and we say, so you say. So you say, I say, I am whole and perfect. I may give a symptom of not being whole and perfect. I may give a symptom of cough. I may give a symptom of something that might indicate that I have a problem. But that symptom is not my reality. My reality is that all is in divine order. My reality is that I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. My reality is all is good and very good. That's my reality. Now, if that is my reality, I can never for one moment back off. I can never for one moment say, well, I don't really feel too good. I can never for one moment back away and say, oh, I've got a problem. Because the moment I do that, I endorse that problem, and I give it experience in my world. I give it life in my world. And as I give it life in my world, it has me in its awareness. Now, is that what I want to do? No one can harm the man who himself does no wrong. When I say I am sick, I'm doing wrong. When I say I am not happy, I am doing wrong. That's not my ideal self. That's not my ideal beingness. I always stand up for my ideal beingness, even though an illusion might say it is not there. My ideal beingness is always there. And that's the only thing I know, that's the only thing I am, that's the only thing that talks to me, is my ideal beingness. And as I live in this ideal beingness, I experience every moment of my life in that wholeness, in that purity, in that righteousness. However, it's easy to, for a moment, fall away from it. And when I fall away from it, for just that moment, it appears that I have the cold, I have the illness, I have the problem that is bespoken of me. But no one can harm the man who himself does no wrong. If I am always saying I am whole and perfect, if I am always saying I like me, if I am always saying all is in divine order, if I am always saying I think beautiful thoughts, I think loving thoughts, and the thoughts that I think are what take place in my body and my life and my affairs. If I live in that consciousness, then that is the only experience that I will ever have. Am I strong enough to handle that? Am I strong enough to be in a circumstance where I make a sneeze and someone says, "You have a cold." And I think, oh yes, I have a cold, I better go get some cold pills. And immediately I begin to experience that which I did because I did something wrong. My wrongness is to say that I have a cold. My wrongness is to say that there's anything that is unlike my original purity, and integrity. For me to say there's anything unlike my original genius, my original goodness, my original magnificence, all is in divine order. For me ever to allow myself to be out of focus with all being in divine order, for me to have, then I suffer whatever that is, whatever the illness may be, whatever the thoughts may be. And I deserve it. But I can instantly return to my original purity and integrity. I can instantly return my thoughts to my original goodness and forget the wrong that I did of saying that I was not feeling well. Forget the wrong that I was saying that, whoops, there's a problem. Someone stole my car, someone stole my house, someone stole my family, someone stole my things. And I give credit to that, and lo and behold, that credit is shown forth in the objects no longer being there. Is that what I want to do? No one can harm the man who himself does no wrong. No one can harm you when you live in your original purity and integrity, because your divine self is all that your self knows. And when you live in your original purity and integrity, when you live in your divinity, then you can never be harmed by anything. Oh, they may put you in jail because they said you stole a car. They may do something to you because they said you've been bad. Or you may experience a cold, you may experience an illness, you may experience anything other than the original purity and integrity if you allow yourself to dwell in that thought. It's up to you and up to me today and all the days of our life to dwell in our original purity and integrity, to dwell in the goodness that we are, to dwell in the magnificence that we are. No one can harm the man who himself does no wrong. When we think good thoughts all the time, we can do no wrong. When we have loving attitudes, unconditionally loving attitudes about ourselves and our world, we can only experience the result of that, which is purity and goodness. But when we have an impure thought, when we have for a moment, then we suffer those slings and arrows. And is a person bad who does it? No, he's not bad. He's stupid, but not bad. Is a person bad because he has bad thoughts about himself? No, stupid. Is a person bad because he thinks someone has taken his good? Silly, but not bad. You and I could never be bad because we're born good and we are divine. And forever and ever, we live in that consciousness of our divinity. Join me today in realizing no one can harm the man who himself does no wrong. His integrity, his dignity, his truth stand forth at all times, untouched, unblemished. Though the appearance may be there for a moment, the truth is that all is in divine order now. Join me in this realization, this knowingness, and this truth. As I say, I love you. I love you. I love you.